877-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Broadnax. And I tell you, I am excited about what God is doing here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Well, let me give you a personal invite to meet us this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. All roads and streets will be leading right here. Oh, I tell you, this is going to be a divine worship service this coming Sunday morning. Yes, we're going to give God all of the glory, and we are going to give Him all of the praise. And I just thank God today for what He's doing through this ministry. Lives are being changed. People are being saved. People are being healed. People are being delivered and set free. Yes, God is working miracles through this prayer blessing ministry. Yes, we believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In that Hebrews 13 and 8, it tells us that Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we believe that the same Jesus that was working miracles back then, He is working miracles right now. And He's just working these miracles through the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. But Jesus Christ is still working miracles. Paul said, Christ in me, my hope of glory. Well, that's our testimony too. Christ in us, our hope of glory. But I believe that if you can grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, and your highlighter, and meet us tonight in this biblical Bible study, I believe that this word of God that I am teaching, it will move you from where you are to where you really want to be in life. Yes, I believe that these biblical blessing lessons will just make your life better. And I'm talking about in every area of your life. You see, it's the will of God for the child of God to prosper. It's the will of God for the child of God to succeed in life. It's the will of God for you to live the abundant life that Jesus promised you. And Jesus said in St. John 10:10, He said, I am come. Yeah, that you have life. And then Jesus said, I want you to have this life more abundantly. And I love that word of God in Ephesians 3:20, which says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we could ask or think, according to the power of God that is working on the inside of us. Yes, beloved child of God, I believe in that miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Somebody, you're listening to me right now, and the devil is trying to tell you that it's over. You're down and you'll never get up again. He's trying to tell you you're out and you never get in. But I want you to know the devil is a liar. God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. You just got to get in that atmosphere where the sanctuary is charged with faith and expectancy. And I want you to know that faith is contagious. Yes, you get around people that's operating in that spirit of faith, you would catch that spirit of faith, and God will begin to work the miracle that you need in your life. Listen to me, my dear friend. In just a few minutes, I'm going to take you into some of our miracle working blessing crusades from across the country. And you're going to hear people just like you, ordinary people. They was watching the television. They were listening to their radio. And I came on. And the expectancy zoomed to an all-time high. And they stepped in that church believing that God was going to work a miracle in their life. And he did. And I believe that if you can make it here Sunday morning, you're going to have a testimony. Get here tonight with your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and study this word of God with us. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
I have a lady here that's going to give a word of testimony of a miracle that's going to happen in her life. One of the first times she saw Apostle Broadnecks a number of years ago. And I didn't know this until just a few weeks ago. She was here and she shared this awesome testimony with us. She was new to our church. Well, I'll just let you tell it, okay?
Well, actually, I was driving down the road and I hit the button for the radio was on and I hit off because I had a terrible song on and I was trying to change my life around and I hit the accidentally, but not accidentally, I hit the AM radio. And Pastor Broadnecks was on, he was on the radio. And he was just talking about miracles, and I needed a miracle really badly. I needed a healing miracle in my body. And I said, I have got to meet that guy. And so I found out where you were at Full Gospel Church. And I came that week. And I remember he called me out and he said, woman of God, stand up. And I remember looking behind me. I didn't know who he was talking to because I had, you know, wasn't walking right with the Lord. Anyway, long story short, that night, you know, he said, I know his name, sir, can make an offering of $1,690. And I had never, ever, ever made an offering like that ever in my life. And I'm a single mom, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go, and I'm going to do that. And I did it without even thinking about it. I said, no way, I'm going to do it because I really believe God's going to give me a miracle. So I was so excited about it. So 2 weeks later, I received a gift 7 times back in money. So $1,690 times 7 times back to me, and I was not expecting it at all. And
about $10,000?
Yes, it was over $10,000, and it was just before Christmas, and I...
Unexpectedly,
and I said, I said to God, you're listening, and I'm going to follow you, and I'm not going to give up. Well, so Pastor Broadnecks was... The inspiration for me doing that, and then all of these things started happening after I started tithing and offering and believing and coming. And
good morning, church. My name is Livingston Hackett, or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over Pompano, Fort Lauderdale. And we were looking for what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there. We see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He can provide. And we went home, we pray about it, we hold hands, we pray about it, and God put in his spirit a price. And we went back to the lady, and you know, we called the lady from, we come to church that night, and Brother Next was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know what which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what, God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Brother Next was preaching, he says, you know what, somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what, and my wife says, that's it. But then we walked, and then she went, and she called up a lady from SunTrust, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put the other lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When the boss, when her boss come back, and she and my wife talk, the lady say, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
Well, hallelujah, praise God. That is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Yes, I believe in miracles. I believe that God will heal you everywhere that you hurt. I believe that with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind, because I believe the promises of God. God said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. God said in his word that his blessing makes the child of God rich, and he added no sorrows with it. I believe that word of God. That woman was listening to the radio broadcast. She did not listen to black gospel radio station, but some kind of way she got on the station. And I was on that radio station in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I was on there talking about the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. And that woman heard that broadcast. And she came to that service that night and received her miracle. What she heard on the radio built her expectancy, and she stepped into that full gospel church expecting a miracle. Brother Hackett, Sister Hackett, heard me preach that God wants you to be a homeowner, and they received that prophetic word that God wanted them to be a homeowner. And my God, they went out and found a home that they wanted to purchase. They got a realtor, and the realtor began to work with them. And my God, they found a house, made an offer on the house, signed a contract on the house. And the realtor called them back and said, you know, we're moving too fast. And Brother Hackett said, what do you mean? She said, you know, who going to finance this? Who going to carry the mortgage on this contract that you just signed? Brother Hackett said, I don't know. And then that Wednesday, his wife told him, said, you know what? Don't worry. Broadneck's going to be preaching Wednesday night, and we're going to church, and we will get an answer in church whether to go get this money. And I'm up just preaching that word of God. And the next thing you know, it just come up out of me. Somebody might walk in SunTrust Bank tomorrow and get what they want. And that woman began to shout at the back of that church, that's it, that's it, that's it. We didn't know until about a month later what was it she was shouting about. And she went to the SunTrust Bank and walked out of there with $250,000 for the mortgage. Oh, you can't tell me what God can do But listen, I got to go. But I pray that you get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and meet us tonight right here in this Bible study at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, 6:30 p.m. Prayer will start. 7 p.m. praise and worship. 7:15, I'm praying.